Blog Talk Radio.
Did the remix.
Same old shit, just a different day. I here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, house, baby need some shoes. Okay. Times are getting hard, okay. Hard, that's what I'ma do.
On anybody track and hit that bitch with that Wayne train. Free my nigga G.I. Sue to the beehive. Got a G6 and a G5. You pussy niggas, you feline. Don't stop the party. We be getting all it. Whoa, Kim and sorry. I'm with Mac Fugas and Molly. Cause it's same old shit. Just a different day. Out here trying to get it. Each and every way.
Wait,
mama need a house. Baby need some shoes. They want that car to fold. Bitches coming soon.
Young and jumped on that G mix. 100 like 3 bricks. Yeah. Olds dropping like bird shit. Young back on that bird shit. Shoes behind me in that Benzo. Young pull up in that Enzo. Red Rari got 2 goals. Cost a million, want 2 more. 2 seater got 3 holes. Florida bitch, she got 3 goals. Speaking shots, let's take one. 20 bands in that take one. Young nigga, you crazy. Fuck you doing a little hazy. 100 deep, maybe 80. All these motherfuckers crazy. Tucker blocks what raised me. Right niggas can't fade me. Whole hood on that blue shit. While I was riding around in that new shit. 100 grand in my pocket. 50 bands in my motor. Dark shadows in my sofa. Stirred off with my toaster. All you see is my tattoo. All you see is my big chain. Right up under that Versace belt. All you see is that big thing. 87 be the logo. Been getting X Polo. Long money that hurt shit. Chewing the baby that verse shit. Mama calls you on a new place. Homeboy just caught a new case. Need room, she bought a new safe. Audemars got a new face. Blowing that Obama. Riding around with that llama. Solid goes my Uzi. Free my nigga Lil Boosie. Cause it's the same old shit. Just a different day. I ain't trying to get it. Each and every way. Homies need some block shots. Coops need some shoes. Used to get it soft. This what I'ma do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dramatic, nigga.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
I tell her, meet me in the bathroom. I fuck her out of order, running her for knocking at the door. And she screaming, I'm telling her, meet me in the bathroom. I fuck her out of order, running her for knocking at the door. And she screaming,
I'm a play the DJ, my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always your rapper, man.
Yeah.
No, guys.
Yeah. I tell her, meet me in the bathroom. I fuck her out of order, running her for knocking at the door. And she screaming out, I'm coming. I'm my youngin' in my oven room. Fucking up my seat. She tell you, boy, don't grab my hair because you fucking up my weave. I got 100 bottles. It's a rock, boy.
Rock,
I'm
boy.
A Jericho the fuck, but I'm a hot boy.
Hot,
all these songs in my chain made me a rock, boy. Talking money, you should stop, boy. I fuck bitches by the group. I get money by the pound. Crank my tanner on these niggas. Chop, 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 chop them down. Every time I'm in a club, these niggas is not around. Everybody talking money, I say proving not a sound. White girls gone wild. We don't judge them, no. They ain't on trial.
Bad bitches.
Got them on dial.
This
bottom's up, but it's going
welcome
down.
To my house party. Party. Welcome to my house.
Man, it's dope ass music right here. So we gonna take them live and see what's cracking, man.
Hey, right, man, what
yo.
It do? You
what
know.
Up, man?
It's your boy. It's your boy, dope ass music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up, man. Congratulations on the show, bro.
I appreciate you, man. We about to do a whole bunch of things, man. I just got a whole bunch of knowledge. I want people to give me their knowledge. I want to get my knowledge out. We got to build this, you know what I'm saying, so we know what's really going on out here today. We're going to play some good-ass local music, you know what I'm saying, from everywhere, so it really ain't even local. We're going to play some good-ass national music, you know what I'm saying, and get everybody out here, you know what I'm saying, and get everything going. Thanks for calling in, though, brother.
Hey, no doubt.
Most definitely. Yeah, I'm gonna get into it. I got if you had any questions for me, you know what I'm saying, let me know. I got a Facebook question. The topic of the day is African or Black Americans, African Americans and African relations, you know, the disconnect between Africans and the African Americans. So if you got a question about that, bro, let me know, cuz I'm about to go in.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're saying can you elaborate on that, because you know a lot of people don't understand that when Africans come over here, number one, they don't consider us Africans at all. Like, we're the farthest thing. We might as well be white folks to them.
Yeah,
that's first of all. Second of all, they feel that we are abundantly ignorant because all they see is the ignorance that is portrayed on the media about Black folks, and we perpetuate it a lot of times
by acting in that manner. So that's number two.
You know, true.
And then number three, they make you want to fuck their ass up when they start acting all silly and shit.
I definitely understand that, you know what I'm saying? But another thing what we got to realize is when African people come over here, they get, you know, when they hit these shores, they have to be taught a few things, you know, when they get here. So they ask some questions about our society and do you know who the president is and do you know who the first president was, you know. So when they come over here, they tell them a few things. And they actually, I've heard and I've seen videos where they show them videos and tell them about the society, you know. So they'll show them, you know, affluent communities, you know, such as, you know, take them to Rodeo Drive, like this is where they spend most of the money, things like that. And then they'll take them to the hood or, you know, the ghettos and show them, like, you don't want to go there. These people live like this and these people live like this. So essentially that they're telling
what?
Them to
they got educational
this.
Shit.
I'm telling
they got
you,
editorials
bro,
and shit like that.
They do this, and that's the thing is, the Africans don't really know to tell us because they don't identify with us. So it's like, okay, thank you for telling us, white man. Thank you for telling us about those niggers or those ghetto people over there. And another thing, I got a personal story with my friend. His name is Nasir. He's a Somalian. And when they come over here, they don't have birthdays, you know, because they live in, you know, villages, and birthdays don't really matter. So what happens is they come over here and say, okay, you don't know your birthday, so your birthday is January 1st. A lot of people will verify this. You know, they give them a January 1st birthday. But he told me, he said, on my 18th birthday, they sent me a Gillette razor out of nowhere, the government. I said, you sure the government? He said, yeah, it came from the government. I said, why would they send you a Gillette razor? He said, I don't know, but I used it. And he has a clean cut face, but now you got to take it back to he's Muslim. He's Islamic, and, you know, religiously, they keep their facial hair. So subconsciously, you send them a Gillette razor, and, you know, he's like, okay, well, I know what to do with this, so let me cut my hair. And basically, it's a subliminal way to tell you to get rid of your culture. So we've been stripped of culture everywhere. Not only do they strip Africans of their culture, they strip every black person everywhere. There's black Asians, there's black people in every part of the world that they don't want to let you know. So the disconnect comes in the fact that they want us to be disconnected. So they make us seem like we're different, when in all actuality, we're not. You see what I'm saying? But it goes deep, bro.
Yeah.
It goes deep.
Yeah. So basically, they like, okay, well, you say we don't want you clicking up with the niggas over here already, and then we gonna also create you into a niggas, so we're going to have two classes of niggas over here in America.
Yeah. Exactly. Two classes of niggas, and that's how you divide and conquer, essentially. You know what I'm saying? We're all the same people. But they put us against each other, and I know a few Africans that, you know, don't look at black folk like that, but still in all, the majority of people do like to look at us like this, you know what I'm saying? And what we got to do is just, we got to know what they're doing to us, and we got to figure out a way to get over it, you understand? You smell me? So, you know, that's basically what it is. So the disconnect between Africans and African-Americans is because of Caucasian. Point blank, period. They want it like that. So we got to fight. You got to fight our way through it, you know what I'm saying, and figure out what we need to do for ourselves. And that's not to hate white people because, you know, we don't want to preach hate, but what we want to do is preach love for ourselves because no one else is. You see what I'm saying? So that's what we got to do.
Yeah, man. Hey,
steps, man.
One last thing. Shout out to the United States that's definitely taking a page out of Rome's playbook. But, hey, Rome only lasted 500 years. Y'all better be cool. Rome only lasted 500 years.
Well, that's another thing, man. Rome actually took over Egypt. You know, Ptolemy and Constantine, when they started Christianity, it started from Egypt. So when they say Rome fell, don't let them lie to you, bro. Do a little history, because it didn't fail. They moved into Egypt, and they moved into the U.S., I promise you. They still here.
Hey, shout out to my man.
Most deaf. I'm about to get into some more of this music real quick, and then I'm going to take another caller, man. Thank you for calling in. Dope Ass Music, DopeAzzMuzik. Make sure y'all check them out, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you.
Hey, no doubt, bro.
Love. All right, the next one I'm going to play, man, this is Mecca. You know what I'm saying? She hailed from the Twin Cities and shit. Dashboard Dreams, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to run this real quick.
like a cello, cello, cello.
Bad girl music again.
Yeah, it's all about that paper, it's all about that cash. I'm tryna make it big, I put it on the dash. It's all about that paper, it's all about that cash. I'm tryna make it big, I put it on the dash. Dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. We gonna make it big. We gonna make it big. We gonna make it big. We gonna. I had to go out of state so I can make it big. My whole team behind me, we about to make it big. Fuck a major deal, I be my own boss. I'm not selling my soul to get that fame and glow. I know how to do it, I got that business mind. I make my own money, I make it on my time. And when you see me shine, it's all because I grind. Got money on my mind, that motivation sign. You hate a state line, but you gon' buy my shit. And when it pops, and when it pops, you gon' buy my shit. Mecca be so legit, look at my outfit. I'm shitting on you hoes, my work incredible. But you already know that I'ma take the show. I hustle when I blow, you love me on the low. But you already know that I'ma take the show. I hustle when I blow, you love me on the low. Ha, yeah, them dashboard dreams. Yeah, ha, them dashboard dreams. Mac, tell them, holla. It's all about that paper, it's all about that cash. I'm tryna make it big, I put it on the dash. It's all about that paper, it's all about that cash. I'm tryna make it big, I put it on the dash. Dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. We gonna make it big. We gonna make it big. We gonna make it big. We gonna.
Dashboard dreams. Add more cream, I'm moving speed like it's a fast 14. That's why I'm benefiting, cause I'm independent. I holler and I get a ditch. She hitting switch, she dropping it low. Knock that pussy out the box, she boxing the coat. On point, I got the Smith and West chopper with scope. Don't nothing come easy, I'm chopping the dope. That's why I'm off the top, like some open whiskey. Grind into my pockets on Oprah Winfrey. Stacking dough, I cracked the code of Vinci. Had the boundaries, you ain't giving up, no Lewinsky. Don't convince me, I'm an unbeliever. Bought a bunch of gray goose, I just drunk a leader. It's a lot of players, all in one arena. Your paper small.
It's all about that paper, it's all about that cash. I'm tryna make it big, I put it on the dash. It's all about that paper, it's all about that cash. I'm tryna make it big, I put it on the dash. Dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. Them dashboard dreams, I'm driving to my dreams. We gonna make it big. We gonna make it big. We gonna make it big. We gonna.
Oh my.
That's the one and only Minnesota Fresh, man. Turn up. Featuring Nino's G.
Bottle after bottle, weed and model. We in there, I swear. No need to be strapped, but put your shot up in the air. Yeah, up in the air, 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 air. Up in the air, 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 air. I'm drinking. I got a bad bitch that ain't blinking. I'm like, damn, bitch, what you thinking? Took me in the bathroom and got kinky. Okay, Jose, you done did it again. Me and the bad bitch.
pants up. I'm like, text me, Miss Becky. She was like, nigga, my name is Amanda. Oh, aquapause. Ain't nobody told you to drop your drawers and lock your jaw and sit there willing, just waiting till the motherfucking shots lick off. Bottle after bottle, weedin' models.
America a science experiment essentially, because what they did was they took
a group of black people and brought them over here to control them within these shores. And I think it's indicative when you look outside of America and you see how much black history is outside of here and how much they try to hide it, but they hide it a lot more. It's a lot easier for them to hide it in the U.S. So we lost our culture. We definitely did. And, you know, we're going to have to figure out a way to get it back, you know, and maybe we should go back, you know. Who knows?
You know, another thing,
But don't let a white person tell you to go back to Africa. You know, that'll make you mad. But I'm just saying, sometimes maybe we should go back and visit, you know,
and see what
it
was really like over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, I feel like we divide ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Yes, these people, white people, come over here, they get in our heads, and they teach us what they want us to think. And some of us are just so easily influenced, and we grill that. We don't see what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, you know, this has been a long game. You know, it's been a long time they've been playing this game.
Yeah, But, you know, now that things are starting to come to light, you know what I'm saying? Don't deny it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even further than that, don't fight each other. Y'all fighting the wrong people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got places like Chicago where violence is totally relevant, and it's violence against each other. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not going after the right ones.
Well, the thing
y'all
about
going after
that
y'all
is,
people.
You know, but when you put somebody in a cage, say you put two animals in the cage, right? You feed one of the animals, and you don't feed the. And I'm not saying black people are animals by no measure, but what I'm saying is when you put an animal in two animals in the cage, you feed one animal. And you don't feed the other animal, that other animal is going to get envious because he's hungry. It's the classic story of Cain and Abel. So we don't control our economic stability. You see what I'm saying? So it's easy to just take something away from somebody, and they need it. So they're going to find it through any means necessary, by any means necessary. So we got to switch that around and not fight each other. But at the end of the day, we're in the same bucket. So we got to figure that out. So all it is about knowledge and telling people what's going
mm-hmm.
on. But I got a few more calls to take this. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right,
no
I'm
going to
take this. Most Def. I'm going to take this 202-7735 number, man. You've been holding for a while. 202-735, you there?
Yo, what it is, what it was, what it do, sir?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I was calling in to basically show my voice and show faith into y'all show. You know what I'm saying? I've been following Ms. Z for a while.
Ms. Queen.
And been hearing your name coming up, man, because I socially network. Just want to introduce myself to you all. For y'all that don't know, I am Cyrus the Virus. That is my name. I have been, within a year, signed with Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys with his new label, Mob Music, Universal, IMG, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, most up.
Yeah, so like I told Ms. Queen before, like I do these tattoos and this perfume line and clothing line. I used to do so much stuff. I've basically been trying to call in just to show some love, let y'all know that I do be listening. I do be seeing y'all.
Yeah.
Yo, them last two tracks that was going on, the first joint, Shorty, cranking, straight fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all Twin Cities, too, you know what I'm saying? That's straight from the city right here. I got music from everywhere, though, you know what I'm saying? But I figure on my first two tracks, I had to, you know, show them where we from, man. That second track was me and my dude, King Ninos, called Shots in the Air.
And that thing was like that, too, already.
Done.
So, you know, that was the basic, man. I'm down here in D.C., DMV, same home as Pabby.
I was just finna ask you where you calling from, cause that you know I'm not familiar with 202, but you in the DC area, huh?
Yes, sir. DC, that's 202, 301, that's Maryland or Murderland, 703, that's VA. You know what I'm saying? DMV, man, that's us. I'm down here the same way I'm in 818 in Cali, or if I'm out there, or if I'm in New York, I'm just out here. I'm calling cause I don't know if nobody else from the DMV call, but we show respect to real. And that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to call and give you some love. I'm like, oh, Minnesota Fresh. Hold on. Let me get up on this real quick. You know what I mean?
Oh, Steph, I appreciate that. One more thing I got to ask you. You said you had some businesses. So, you know, I'm an advocate for black businesses, definitely. So, you know what I'm saying? If you got anything that you got, you know what I'm saying? Plug your Twitter, you know what I'm saying? If you got any websites, you know, let everybody know, you know, so they know where to look for you at and know what to grab from you, man.
Okay, not going to lie to nobody, and I don't want to take up nobody's time. Basically, Google me.
Okay.
Cyrus the Virus is only one of me. CYRIZDAVIRUZ is my music, Cyrus the Virus, on Facebook, on Twitter, Songcast Music, on my major distribution deal website. Yo, like, you'll find everything. iTunes, Amazon, Video, me, Cheeks, Lil Scrappy, Marilyn Menace, Freeway, Rick Ross, it don't matter. My Coke Boy homies, Brock, Pop, all of that. Like, that's okay. The best way, because I don't want to just give you so many. If you just Google my name, type it in. Cyrus the Virus, Perfume. Cyrus the Virus, Credit Bureau. Cyrus the Virus, Videos. It don't matter. I'm here. You know?
And all of it will come up.
Yep.
Most death. Well, that sounds like a deal, man. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it, man.
It ain't no problem, man. Like I said, salute to you, the whole T-Promo, Minnesota Fresh, Miss Queen, you know what I'm saying, Twin City, all y'all, keep it going. Follow me. I'm going to follow y'all. Maybe I'll come out there, give y'all some free goods, some shirts, some hats. Like, I need to do that. You know what I'm saying? So,
boom. We out here networking, man. We making moves out here. So much stuff going on in the city. We about to put all this shit together, man. But thanks for calling in. I'm about to play another one of these tracks and get back into it, bro.
Not a problem, boss. Bless.
Love. All right, what up, man? I got this track in my playlist called Go Getter. You know what I'm saying? East Side Crazy. I'm an East Side nigga from, you know, St. Paul, Minnesota, East Side. I rep the East Side, so I got to play this. You know what I'm saying? Go Getter, East Side Crazy. Stay tuned.
I'm East Side Crazy.
Oh, man.
Baby.
Turn that up in here,
East Side Crazy.
You might go get her.
You ain't
having
huh?
That's crazy,
baby.
Okay. Oh, man. Not a
motherfucker,
you know, homicide, huh?
East Side Crazy,
yeah. Call
it
off.
Let's get it.
You know it.
All up in your lady, I'm East Side Crazy. Bitch, I ain't no baby, I'm East Side Crazy.
Oh, man.
This is 380, I'm East Side Crazy.
But it's like, fuck you, baby,
I'm East Side Crazy.
Go get her, go ride or die,
that's right, crazy.
Love, man, grab a
knife.
Trace that baby super high. Read it all up in my eyes. Let you know before you die.
I'm East Side Crazy.
I'm a villain with no feeling. Suckers up, I'm starting to get him. I don't ride around with too many, cause it might come to killing.
Oh, man.
I got the phone call, officer looping and chilling. Let me climb up out the sexy motherfucker. I was dick,
man.
Premeditate my math from apparel is all black.
Yeah.
My shoes to my hat.
Yeah.
Need to fill in the strap. Play
yeah.
A possum just to pop him. Picture perfect with the A. Play me like a pussy, knock from noodle out the damn frame. We riding with them lanes, but you just got in the way. Got 1,000 black hoodies in the yard to demonstrate. Now you see foot to that door, know them villains do not play. Put your mama in the yard and stomp that bitch off in the face.
He ain't even have to come in,
huh? Crooked anyway.
Easy
case, everything, and it's crazy by the lake. Where the lunacy elevate, and they coming by the mob.
Yeah.
They all getting down,
huh?
They put it on their mom.
Yeah. All up in your lady, I'm East Side Crazy. Bitch, I ain't no baby, I'm East Side Crazy. Keep the 380, I'm East Side Crazy.
But it's like, fuck you, baby,
I'm East Side Crazy.
Go get her, go ride or die,
that's right, crazy.
Love, man, grab the knife,
East Side Crazy.
Trace that baby super high, read it all up in my eyes. Let you know before you die,
I'm East Side Crazy.
In that city, yeah, we all about gunplay. 40 knock you out the park, call that shit ball.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I got a ball every day because that's my way. Yes, I'm off that Remy now, got me walking sideways. But I'm not snoozing, leave you stressed out on the highway. Nina, honey, Papa shells coming from like byway. Knock off your head, call that shit like ball bay. Bleach all you niggas with a piston, now you all
yoni.
Try to ride me, yeah, that's gonna be a dead day. Due day, all day, need that money always. Think I'm playing, see my man's carry gunplay.
Yeah.
Big dumb drums fit for like just one day. Every day
okay.
I'm on the block, gotta get dumb paid. Stupid diamonds in my chain, ice cream sundae.
Right.
If it's been learned,
right.
Then you're gonna learn one day.
Right.
But
we
one thing, yeah,
right.
You gotta keep the gunplay.
Right.
Hold up,
get
your name. I'm East Side Crazy. Bitch, I ain't no baby. I'm East Side Crazy. Keep the 380. I'm East Side Crazy.
But it's like, fuck you.
Hey, baby, I'm East Side Crazy.
Go get her, go ride or die.
That's right, crazy.
Love, man, grab a knife.
East Side Crazy.
Trace that baby to buy. Read it all up in my heart. Let you know before you die.
I'm East Side crazy.
Now, bitch, I can't even lie.
What?
I'm so fucking East Side. They put me in a box, then that's really when the East Side. Still going ham like I ain't Miss Piggy. 100-round drum clip, call that bitch Nitty. Beating down your block, and I'm busting about 50. Yeah, I said 150 just so y'all can hear me. Still balling off the green and white like Boston. Smith and Weapon, a perfect weapon to put you in a coffin. Never been a stone, but I'm cold. Austin, three CEOs gave me head. Bossing. Tell that bitch, make that money flip like a dolphin. Y'all is so awful, my swagger so awesome. I'm so grimy like a sewer. Sewer, your bitches came through just to do us. True up, true enough, I'm so fucking college bro stupid. Arrowhead bullet through your heart, no cupid. All up in your lady, I'm East Side crazy. Bitch, I ain't no baby, I'm East Side crazy. Keep the 380, I'm East Side crazy. But it's like fuck that baby, I'm East Side crazy. Go get us on ride or die.
That's right, crazy.
The main grab tonight.
East Side crazy.
Trace that baby to my heart. We get all up in my heart. Let you know before you die.
East Side crazy.
Let's get it.
What up? What up, man? We getting back into it, man. I got another caller on the line, so I'm gonna pick them up and see what's going on. They've been on hold for a little bit. My apologies. What's cracking? 612-636. What's going on?
Hey, where's that at now?
What's up, man?
See, it's Love Moses just calling in to show love, man. Y'all, man.
Most def, I appreciate that, man. Most def, we trying to keep it going. But where you calling? You calling from Minneapolis?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Twin Cities area, all around.
Most def. Go ahead, plug anything you got, man. Let them know your Twitter. Let them know what you're doing out here, man. We trying to, you know, if you got any questions for me, if you're doing anything out here, man, just throw it out there.
Hey, man. Shit, you can check me out on Reverb Nation, Trouble T. You can find me up on Twitter, Trouble T 104. You can find me up on Facebook, Trouble T on the grind. Yeah, I mean, shit. And you can be on the lookout for that federal indictment dropping August the 11th. Yeah, I mean, so shit, man, we trying to build that rapper tie down here in the Twin Cities. Yeah, I mean, so man, we working on some big things.
Most def. Yeah, that's all we're trying to do, man. Keep it going. It's all about grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as people see you grinding, they're going to be paying attention to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Just stay
Most
busy.
Def.
That's all it's about is staying busy, man.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, grinding and networking. If you, if you don't grind and you don't network, see,
nobody know you.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Most def, man.
Hey, I work to, you know, show love to any artist that's doing their thing. You know, if I like them or don't like them, you know, I'm still going to show love. You know what I mean? Because, shit, I want them to do the same for me.
Exactly.
You know, because
it's all about uplifting. You know what I'm saying? We gotta, that's what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Make people feel good about what they're doing because they got love for whatever they're doing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that hating shit. You know what I'm saying? You might as well cancel that out because it ain't going to get you nowhere, definitely. Hating is only going to get the person you hating on somewhere.
Hey, boy, you know, for the most part, man, since I've been up here, man, I show love to all the artists, man, because we working to build a format, you know, and sometimes, you know, some people, they going to, you know, some people going to show you love, some people not, you know what I mean? But, you
That's
know,
how the game goes.
And from day one, Miss Queen T always kept real with me. You know that's why I rock with a 2000. You know what I mean?
Hello.
So man, you know and see it, man. It's and that's why, man. I call in to show love every time she on the station or anybody. You know what I mean? Because it's all about that showing love, man.
It really is, most definitely. I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? We just about to go in. We got a topic of the day. It's basically about, you know what I'm saying, do you got anything to say about why you think Africans don't like African-Americans?
I don't deal with them, so I wouldn't know, you know what I mean? I'm from the South. We don't got Africans down there, you know what I mean? So, see, man, you come to Mississippi, you don't see no Africans. You just see straight black people. So
they the same
man.
Thing. That's that. Therein lies the disconnect, you know what I'm saying? Because we all the same thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I look at everybody as brother and sister, y'all be shit. That's the way I look at it, from white, Chinese, but,
true.
You know.
That's definitely true, you know what I'm saying? But a brother, you know what I'm saying, not saying nothing too much about white folks, but you wouldn't treat your brother the way white folks have been treating us for centuries,
nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
nah.
It's hard for
that.
Me to call somebody like that my brother, but I got a brother,
yeah.
You know, a white dude named Dan, you know what I'm saying? I rock with him because that's my dude, you know what I'm saying? But I like his
yeah.
mentality. He white, but, you know, white and black ain't got nothing to do with the color of your
yeah.
skin no more. You understand what I'm saying? White and black is a mentality.
Yeah.
If you got love for your brother, you black. If you got love for your sister, you black. If you feel with hate
yeah.
and anger and you want to kill, steal, and destroy, you white. Because that's what they've done throughout
yeah.
history. You know what I'm saying? The history will just
yeah.
prove that. But most definitely, we ain't trying to preach no hate. We just trying to get the truth out there, man, so we can switch
yeah,
this shit around.
And one thing that I always notice, man, you know, is that, you know, like, okay, with our community, right,
mm-hmm.
we like crabs in the bucket. We crabs
cool.
in the bucket in the black community, right, because versus uplifting, right, because, like, okay, if you look at the Chinese, the Mexicans, the whites, you know, they all come together, right? Like, for instance, with the Mexicans, right, they'll all pile up in one house.
Yeah.
And they will work with each other, you know, and help each other get up on their feet. You know,
we don't do that. We really don't.
You know, and man, it's all about that unity, man. You know, and we got to clean up, you know, because, man, I hear people saying for years, oh, the white man, we can't do this. It ain't the white man stopping us, it's us stopping us. You
well,
know,
see, that's the thing, because you got to once you realize how intertwined this system is and what they've done to us, we didn't build this society. You know what I'm saying? We didn't put ourselves in this situation. You understand me, brother? So at the end of the day, once we realize what they're doing to us, then we can get out of it. You see what I'm saying? So it is
yeah.
at that point, it is left up to you. But then again, they keep us ignorant. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell us how they're fucking us. So, of course, if you don't know you being fucked, you're going to keep getting fucked. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Hey. You don't even know what that feel like. So they just fucking you, and we don't know. So that's what I'm trying to do, is put the knowledge out there. Like, don't let them do that to you.
Yeah, hey, that's why we got to open up our eyes and read these books, you know.
True.
And the saying is, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in the book.
Put it in the book. That's the saying.
You know,
that's
freedom,
exactly
what they call the power, the art of war. You know, man, these books give you that knowledge, you know, and, man, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is key to everything. Knowledge is power, and knowledge is key to everything we need to do.
You know?
True.
And, man, and that's all we got, man, you know. Shit, I read a book here and there, you know. But for the most part, man, reading that book, man, you'll learn a lot, man, you know. Read that book, man. It'll tell you. It's, man, because the world is a secret society. Things that we'll never know about until we really sit down and read it. You know?
Yeah,
and
just research. Just look for it.
Yeah.
If you're looking for it, seek and ye shall find.
I know
everybody know where that came from, but it's some true shit. Seek and ye shall find. Whatever you're looking for. But yeah, man,
yeah.
I appreciate you calling in and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get to one of these tracks. I got somebody on hold and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play another one of these tracks and get back into it, man. But I appreciate the love, brother. Most Def.
Hey, much love, man. Much love, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it. You keep calling in, man. We're going to have different topics, man. Every week we're going to switch it up. It's always going to be something, you know what I'm saying, to uplift our people, you know what I'm saying? It's just about giving them knowledge. So that's the only way we're going to get out of this, is to put that knowledge out there. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most Def, man. We in here. It's love, bro. I'll talk to you later, man. Make sure you stay tuned in. I'm about to jump on this Crush the Catalyst, man. My dude Crush the Catalyst, he put me on he got a Next to Blow radio station too, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play this Crush. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play this Forgive Me for Being Lost. I'm gonna play this real quick. Y'all vibe to this and we'll be right back. One.
Dear Lord, please forgive us for all the sins we have brought upon us, and look down upon us with forgiveness for all the sins we will have in the future. I know you understand that brothers ain't perfect, but we try, Lord. We try to keep our heads up in bad times. This is a bad time. Show us the way. And if you can't show us the way, then forgive us for being lost.
Dear God, this is a letter to you. And you get mad at me because of this? I'm sorry, but this is just how I feel.
Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred us over mine, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred us over mine, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Looking up to the heavens, searching for my answers there. Walking with a brave face, but I'm so scared of my future, or if I ever get to see it. After two lost kids, a father, will I get to be it? Walking through fields, thinking who I can confide, cause my questions in life ain't getting replied. Looking for you, because I don't believe these preachers. I want to understand the lesson, but you gave me such new teachers. As my brother's keeper, I keep him close to my heart. We live to your expectations, at least for the most part. But when rent is due and we got kids to feed, we can't pay our bills with kindness and good deeds. Cause your world is so wild and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trap bananas, born crack babies. Where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupt and never ending circle of life. So show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred us over mine, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. When I look for holy water, I find liquor. You say the devil is a liar, but he answers back quicker. Listening for your voice, trying to find the clarity, but he telling me get them before they bury me. And I value my life, though you and my soul at the price. Preparing for hell, cause I'm living so trite. And we both know you're not gonna let me in them gates. So why I still feel regret of the decisions I make, when you didn't give me the reasoning why Rich got locked down, why Darius got hit, why Wolf got shot down. I know this sound blasphemous, but tell me what to do. And if you can't tell me, at least give me a clue. Cause your world is so wild and it's getting more crazy. I know niggas trapping out as born crack babies, where it's easy to go wrong than it is to go right. Looking like a corrupted, never ending circle of life. So show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you preferred a sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost. Show me a way, or forgive me for being lost. If your word was encrypted, forgive me for getting crossed. If you prefer to sober mind, forgive me for being sauced. Give me a sign, or forgive me for being lost.
Shout out to my nigga Crush the Catalyst. Follow my nigga on Twitter, man, at Crush the Catalyst. You know what I'm saying? He on my Twitter feed. You know what I'm saying? Find me on Twitter. Make sure you find me on Twitter. Minnesota Fresh, FR3SH, and don't forget the 3. You know what I'm saying? This shit crazy. But before I take this next call, I just wanted to throw a little something out there. You know what I'm saying? About the divide between Africans and, you know, the divide essentially comes down to labels that we throw on things. You know what I'm saying? When you say, oh, they're Africans, we're African Americans, there's Malaysians that are darker than me. You know what I'm saying? There's Asians that's darker than me. We got black people in Australia. We got black people in Hawaii. The first king of Hawaii was a black man. I mean, and in the Caribbean, there's a saying in the Caribbean where they say there were the black people that were already here, and then there were the black people that came on the boats. So once you realize that we traveled this whole world thousands of years before, you know what I'm saying? You see black folks everywhere. But if we knew that we were the majority, they brought us to America and say we're the minority, well, which essentially they brought us over here to be that so they could control us and blind us from the fact that we are the majority. I mean, black, and I hate to say black, so what I would like to say is melanated people, which means when you have melanin, you have a darker pigment to your skin. So melanated people were here first, you know what I'm saying? And they traveled the whole globe. They were not stuck in Africa. And if you can see, you look at a map, you see how close the northern part of Africa is to Spain. And, I mean, that's like I don't want to say how many miles it is because I'm not too sure. But if you look at the distance between the northernmost part of Africa and the southernmost part of Spain, you see how close it is and how quick it would be to just hop over there and spread all over Europe. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to take my next call, man. We got this 210-717, man. 210-717. Say what's up.
Yo, what's up, man?
What up, man? Where you calling from?
From San Antonio, Texas. You know what I'm talking about? It's your boy South.
Oh, yeah. What up, nigga? That's my dude. What up?
Just chilling, man. Trying to support a local artist. You know what I'm talking about? From Minnesota all the way in Texas.
Most of. Love that.
I wanted to ask what your thoughts were on how the media plays a huge role in like just distracting the masses, like with this gay marriage stuff and all these little trends like going around Twitter, Facebook, and stuff like that, while passing bills allowing GMOs in our food and our cattle, like being injected with hormones and all these other types of things that poison us more.
That's that big-ass propaganda machine that they've been building for hundreds of years, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to media, you got to realize, you know, it's all propaganda, and it's only owned, I can't cite to you how many stations, but it's over 1,000, radio stations, TV stations, magazines, music companies that are all owned by a handful of people.
One company.
Yeah, when I say a handful, I mean like half of a handful, so like three people type shit. You see what I'm saying? So when they put out, and these are old white men, you know what I'm saying? So every white person ain't the same, honestly, but these are old white men that then came from, you know, a time where no one liked black people, you know what I'm saying? And they still probably don't, and they perpetuate that in the media. And another thing is they like to blind us with, you know, what's her name? Kim Kardashian. What's the new bitch name? The white girl that got fucked, she got a baby or something? I'm like, who cares, man? She just dropped a sex tape.
God,
I can't think of her
name.
Don't nobody know her. I'm glad you don't know her name, fam. I don't know her name either, but it ain't blinding us, you know what I'm saying? But she just dropped a porn tape, and they said it made more than Kim Kardashian's and all this shit. But they use that to blind us from what's really going on, like with the Boston bombing.
It's basically something else for you to worry about, and like, you know what I'm saying, like instead of looking at the bigger picture and like the real problems that are going on in this world.
The thing is, what they do is they pump fear into you, and once you find out the physiological things that being fearful of something, you know what I'm saying, that affects you. It's like it's called the fight or flight reflex or defense, you know what I'm saying? So we're watching TV. You know, the fight or flight defense is when your life is in danger, so you feel like you got to go real hard for something. You see what I'm saying? So they pump fear into you to put you in this consciousness type of this lower consciousness level of fear to be able to control you, because if you're scared of something, I can save you. You see what I'm saying? If you got fear, I can save you from it. So come here and let me control you.
Somebody to rely on.
Exactly, and that's what it is. So once you get fear out of your heart, you know, all that propaganda they pumping into us, it's like it really don't mean nothing.
Right,
I'm looking for the truth. You really can.
Yeah, you can see right through all that shit.
Most definitely.
There's an awakening going on right now, I believe, you know what I'm saying? There's like a lot more people more aware of the laws and more aware of like what, like how our, like which way our government is going and which way our world is really going with
that's
all
true.
This destroying the world and stuff with all these like greedy handful of banksters.
You know, I'm gonna spit some knowledge for you real quick. You know, Muammar Gaddafi, right?
Yeah.
They killed him. The guy in Africa, they killed him. Do you know why they killed this motherfucker? When I learned this, I was like, are you serious? He was starting some big shit. So basically what he did was he was creating a African bank, an African National Bank, and basically he was going to back all of the money that he was making in this bank, all the currency that he was going to be making. He was going to back that off of the resources under Africa.
You see what I'm saying?
So when they found that out, you know, when our American dollar isn't backed off of anything, the European, no dollars are backed off of anything material right about now other than our belief
just like
in it.
Silver.
Exactly. So when you know that all the resources, most of the resources came out of Africa and there's still like huge-ass diamond mines in Africa, they're like, oh, hell no. Kill that motherfucker because our money ain't going to be worth nothing at that point. So,
God damn.
We're trying to start revolutions, but they keep stifling.
They could just, like, make decisions like that. That's what's so, I just think it's so dumb that they could just make, like, decisions like that. If somebody's getting, like, too big of a movement going, you know what I'm saying? They're just going to, like, it's as easy as, like, just them saying, like, well, kill this guy. And it's basically done because they got all the money, they got all the resources, they got basically all the strings to be pulled that they can get away with it.
Easy. Like, it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? But if we keep fighting and keep going and we know what's going on, so now that if somebody knows what Muammar Gaddafi did, they killed him, but they didn't kill the knowledge of creating a bank in Africa off of the resources under the ground. So now that that's out there, you know, another motherfucker that ain't scared probably going to step up. He might get killed too, but we just going to have to keep going because they can't kill everybody off, bro. They just can't.
Exactly.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
but yeah,
well,
man, I appreciate you calling in, bro. I really appreciate that, man. And I got you. My dude, my nigga South Seal here. Make sure y'all search him, man. SOUTHSIL. You know what I'm saying? He out there in Texas and shit. Most definitely. Let him know where you at, man. Let him know where to find you.
Yeah, what's good, man? It's your boy South Seal. You know what I'm saying? I live in San Antonio, Texas at the moment, but I just moved from Minnesota back to Texas. And, I'm just doing my thing. Got a Positive for Opiates Volume 1 out. Positive for Opiates Volume 2 coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Just look up my boy Minnesota Fresh, FR3SH. Don't forget the 3. You know what I'm talking about?
Bang, most def. I'm going to be in touch with you, my dude. Thanks for listening in. I'm about to play a little more music and get back into it.
Already, man.
All right, love.
Later.
Yo, man, make sure y'all don't forget that was my nigga South Still, man. Make sure y'all find him anywhere you can. Go on Google, go on Facebook, go on YouTube, man, anything. But this next song I'm going to play, it's called Sometimes I Wonder by Chantel Sings. And Chantel Sings, actually, she's on KMOJ, the big radio station out here in the Twin Cities. I've done a play with her. I was her leading man, I should say. You know what I'm saying? I was her leading man in the play. And, yeah, we have fun, but I'm going to definitely play this because she got a voice like an angel. All right, man. I'm going to be here when y'all done. One. Yo, yo, it's Minnesota Fresh, and don't forget three, back at it. When I told y'all she had a voice like an angel, man, she just made me, I almost forgot to click back over. I almost fell asleep listening to that voice. Look, either way, man, we back at it. I got another little topic real quick I'm going to bring up. I posted this on my Facebook a little earlier, and I kind of feel like I wanted to delve into it a little deeper. So let me say this. I'm going to just say exactly what I wrote, and then I'm going to explain it. And make sure y'all remember, if y'all want to talk, press 1, just dial 1, and then I'll know that you want to be in the queue to say something, but make sure you got to press 1. But this is what I said. I said, y'all might get mad at this, but the gods know I ain't lying. As far as genetics go, white people are inferior to black people because of the dominance of genes. Now, this is a well-documented, very easy-to-prove fact. But we've been made to feel, as black people, we've been made to feel inferior because of lies and propaganda. But once you learn about melanin, and then you search, there's a scientist by the name of Gregor Mendel, GregorMendel, you will see how dark pigmentation in anything in nature is dominant. So basically what that means is he found out, once he grafted a few plants and he did a few scientific experiments and found out that he could take a darker pigmented plant and get any color that he wanted to from it. And what that means is, you know, genetic-wise, the dominant genes are the dark genes. So dark hair, dark eyes, you see what I'm saying, dark skin. All those things are dominant. So when it comes to, you know, what they're doing to us in society is because they know this. They know that our genes are dominant. So to wipe us out would secure their genetic future essentially. And if they don't, then, you know, by way of default, like even in the Bible, quote unquote, the Bible says to everything will go back to whence it came. So essentially, what happens is, they don't want us to know that, and they don't want us to take them over genetically. And just to heed to that fact, I have a friend. He was he's mixed. You know, his father was actually Liberian, and his mother is white. And you know, I've been knowing him for years, so I see him. You know, I talk to him now. He has a son. You know, he had a son by a black woman. And you know, just looking at these three generations in line, I look at his white mother. I look at him, and he's mixed, but essentially he's black. Whatever, you know, anything black touches, might as well call it black because he's been treated like a nigga. But either way, he's black, and now his son is darker than him. So essentially I look at the whole genetic timeline, and his mother's genetics are essentially being diluted with the dominant genes that come from the black genetics. You see what I'm saying? So in three generations, essentially, her bloodline has been blackened. And if that happens, then, you know, if that keeps happening, then there will be no such thing as white people. And I'm pretty sure that might make them a little fearful of that. But I got another caller online. I'm about to plug it in. We got this 480-341. Yo, yo, 480-341.
Okay.
You on air. 480-341, can you hear me?
That's not him, Paul.
Yep, it is. 480-341.
Oh, what up?
What up?
Hey. Yeah. What up, man? This lyrics. There's a storm out here in Arizona, feeling that heat you kicking over these airways.
Most def. I appreciate you calling in, man. It's all love.
Yeah. Hey, I definitely agree with you about that genetic structure. I definitely agree with you about it, man. And it seems like, man, that they're trying to intensify this plan to just wipe us out as a people.
That's definitely what it seems like.
You know, we've been dealing with this subject for a minute, man. I'm glad you kicked this off, man. You know, our people, man, we need to be enlightened. because of this this awakening. It's happening whether they want to acknowledge it or not. Whether they want to acknowledge it or not, this awakening is happening every day.
Definitely, definitely. We are being enlightened every day. And it's all across the world. Ain't no telling what's happening, but, well, there's a telling what's happening within us. You see what I'm saying? But now we got to fix, well, once you fix what's within you, you can control what's without you. You see what I'm saying? So while we're changing everything within us, you know what I'm saying, I really do believe, you know, I think my pops actually told me we still got, even though we're changing now, he said we still got 7 to 14 years before we really get it together. You know, our kids or our kids' kids, you see what I'm saying? When my youngest kids get older, that's when, you know, things will start to come to fruition a little more evidently, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
I really hate for people to take this as, you know, hate against white people, just because the only people that would say that are Uncle Tom, black, you know, Uncle Tom niggas, or white people that really just don't want to hear this. And I can't be mad at them, because no one wants to hear about what they necessarily didn't do to you. You see what I'm saying? Because, yeah, the white people now, they didn't do it to us, but when you get that privilege, you have white privilege, you know what I'm saying? You're just as bad as the motherfucker that started it. Once somebody tells you, you have this privilege that hurts us. You see what I'm saying? So, and once they know, I mean, who wants to give up a privilege at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. That's it. Man, brother, it's like, you know, we're seeing a lot of things around us. You know, you want to touch on these blood banks, man, for our people that's going into these blood banks, man, and they coming up out these blood banks, they're not even looking like our people or acting like our people no more, because they get plasma stripped from their blood and not understanding what they giving up for $20 and $30.
And you know what? That's some real shit, because I found that an instrument, you know, this is not speculation, but this is something that I've heard, and I've heard it more than one time, but there's this instrument that looks like a guitar, but the neck of it is bent, like halfway through the neck is bent, and they said it was four strings on it, you know, and the doctors used to use it, so the patient would lay down, and they would strum the strings depending on what was wrong with that patient. You know, so music, the frequency, the vibration of that instrument would heal this person. Then they said what they did was they put a fifth string on there. So the four strings dealt with, you know, your spirit, your flesh, and stuff like that. They dealt with four different things, but they said after time they put a fifth string on it. And this fifth string was to help them, basically it was for their plasma. And they didn't even go into how deep, you know, they didn't go deeply into how important plasma is, you see what I'm saying? But it let me know that, you know, if you're making an instrument to control this, there might be something there. And there's blood banks everywhere. I ain't even going to lie. I done been in one before. You know what I'm saying? I do.
Okay. We all been sucker punched, you know. we all been sucker punched, man. These crackers didn't hear the number on us, man. It's safe to say, you know, like I say, our people are awakening. You seeing zombies, man, everywhere. They ain't got no place in this movement. If they keep considering that black people is racist, that's one of the cards they play out here in Arizona. You know, we some of the survivors out here, you know, won't give up, won't give in, power to the people, and all of it. That's real.
Huh?
That's real, man. We are.
They're gonna kill me before I shut up, fam.
Man, we out here slugging it out. You know what I mean? We guys, and God is in the making. We the people are the Most High in the making, and we can live in the sun. So before this sun burn us up out here in the valley of the sun, they're gonna have boils and cancer and every plague that you can think of. You know what I'm saying?
Physiologically,
real,
that's true. Yeah, that is true. They can't handle the sun, you know what I'm saying? Not as much, you know what I'm saying? And you find that weather, all weather, unless it's like cold, you know, if you've been in a cave and stuff like that for a while, I'm pretty sure if you step out the cave, any natural things outside of that motherfucker is going to affect you adversely.
Like that sun, correct. You know, it just beams into them and it hurts them. Okay. And that's really indicative of the naturalness of us and what the sun does to us and what it does to you is different. So when people say, you know, when people say, oh, black people and white people are the same, we're not, though. We're people.
We're not.
We're people. Like, we look the same as, you know, we got two legs. We got two hands. You know, we do bleed the same red blood. But when you go deeper into our physiology, we're not the same. We're just not.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, you got these serpent people, man. That's what I call them. You got the serpent people, and their whole structure is different from our makeup. They just been kept us in the dark so long that our people scared to address this. And when you look at it, it's the stuff they trying to make called melatonin. It's a part. Yeah, and they trying to make it to be able to stay in the sun out here. See, the sun done intensified out here in Phoenix, Arizona. We seeing a double sun burning. We seeing a double sun burning, brother. I'm going to show you some pictures of it. And they basically trying to cover it up with chemtrails and, you know, all type of...
I've seen videos, but not, you know, I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but I've seen so many videos, and I'm like, that'd be so crazy to look in the sky and see that shit. But I can't imagine something I've never seen, but I trust that shit because I've seen it in videos, you know. Damn, that's crazy.
It's real. And, you know, when the sun set out here in the valley, you can see it. You can see it. It's real clear. It's bright. It's clear. And you can see the doubleness in it. It's not double vision. It's not a mirage. And so they try to stick the chemtrails up because they know.
Clouds. It's geothermal engineering. You know what I'm saying? Where they create your weather by making clouds and, you know, adding electrical charges to them and shit like that, you know, Just to create something. Just to be doing some shit. Ain't no telling what they doing it for, but geothermal engineering is something that's really going on. So them chemtrails, all they doing is trying to block it up. I definitely know that.
Yeah, because it's made to energize us. Sun was made for us, right? For us to get our vitamin D. You know, we people are the sun, but they can't take it. And so they want to throw these chemicals up in the sky, you know, and try to control this weather and modify this and that. And, oh, man, brother, it's crazy. It's crazy, exactly. Man. And if our people don't wake up, if they really don't wake up to what's happening, man, you got to really take time and educate yourself into what's going on. These people are going to have us in chains. Well, they ain't going to have us in chains because we are the revolution. But they going to have them in chains if they don't wake up.
We're going to have to figure out a way to stop it, man. But Mos Def, I really appreciate you calling in. Love the conversation, man. I'm about to get back into some more of this music, man. And, yeah, I got another little topic when I play these songs, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw a little something else out there. You know what I'm saying? If you still want to talk, you know, just keep pressing one, and I'll make sure I bring you back in. But Mos Def.
All right, brother,
let them know where to find you. Before you get off, let them know where to find you because I know you got beats and you got everything. You got the connections. Let them know where to find you, man.
Man, you can find me, man. Shut up. You can find me, man, on the internet, man. I got a couple of videos out. It's up on the Lyrics One. Basically, the movement, basically, Revolution. Chris, love you, man. Minnesota Press 3, I'm out.
All day.
All
right. That's all love, man. You stay up. Yeah, man. It's going down, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to get all this knowledge out there, you know what I'm saying? If anybody got anything to say, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, questions or knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm knowledgeable, but I always know what, a man that knows something knows he knows nothing at all, you know what I'm saying? So there's always more I'm trying to find out, you know what I'm saying, and build off of what everybody else knows. But what I'm about to do right now, cause I'm about to play my nigga dope-ass music. The first caller that was in, my nigga dope-ass music. And let's see, we gonna play this. Matter of fact, we gonna play this Game Time. You know what I'm saying? Rock to this real quick, and I'll be right back. Thank y'all for listening in, too. I really appreciate that.
Your boy Dippy D's back in the building. is going on my mixtape.
I'm a California boy.
DPD. D-O-P-E. Mr. Googleable.
I'm a California boy. Check my life.
No S, no C.
I'm a California
West Side stand up.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, constantly feeling the breeze. Quick, got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar stacking automatics with these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
California's the spot, whether you like it or not. Where the suns and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We might have been cruising the paint, we abuse game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise, we're not here to lose, on alarm, no snooze, so we win on the west, never second best, going for the ring, so that full breath we bring, pushing cans of V8, that's only time we lean, loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling, loving the feeling, wanting a million, willing and dealing the women, so appealing, chance of paradise is murder, as we constantly kill it, best or a must, in killing Cali, we constantly bust, it's in the surf. In the turf, and also God we trust. It's a wild west, leave your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the wild, wild west, baby.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, constantly feeling the breeze. Quick, got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar stacking automatics with these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
We pushing the zone, slow down for the cone. Watch out for the backdoor cut, pick up roads, leave you leaking from the nose. Cheerleaders on the side, never trusting them hoes. It's a hardwood out here, killing instincts on the court. Blood sport, so the last shot, oh I got wet net, I never came to fear. Shot clock, tick, tick, ticking. You better pay attention. Take out the best play with my defensive presence. Send the shit back off the shot, cause we shoot back. Shot when I play, grip the spot. Black mama on the mama, attack the nigga block. Thought not when I cock, leave a clock. Jamaica style, still with. Who knew it, won the game, take back to back game. Take no rest for the West, playoffs only for the best. Primetime, mainline, nothing but gang.
I'm a California boy, take my life to play.
So now you know how we do it on the west, baby.
Check my license plate.
I'm about to get real smooth on you right now. Hold on.
I'm a California boy. Check my license plate.
California spot, whether you like it or not. Where the suns and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We mob and cruise in the paint we abuse. Game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise. We're not here to lose. On alarm, no snooze. So we win on the west. Never second best. Going for the ring. So that full press we bring.
Pushing cans of V8. That's the only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling, loving the feeling. Wanting a million, willing and dealing the women, so appealing. Gates of paradise is murder, and we constantly killing. Fifth or a must, in killing Kelly, we constantly bust. It's in the surf, in the turf, and also God we trust. It's the Wild West, leave your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the Wild, Wild West, y'all.
Yo, what up, man? I'm gonna get into another song real quick. You know what I'm saying? I gotta play this shit right here. My nigga Bobby Boy, fuck you mean, on another one. Gotta play this shit real quick. Ran across it. Can't not play it, so I have to play this motherfucker. Holla at me, Minnesota Fresh, FR3SH. Shout out to my nigga Bobby Boy, on another one. Bang, bang.
These niggas, hey, boy, why you guys be acting like that? Why?
It's T-O-E-B, and we on another one. Your bitch is going broke, it's time to find another one. I'm at the bar, I'm drunk, but I need another one. I'm smoking on my last if I'ma need another one. What the fuck you thought? Yep, here goes another one. Middle finger to the law, yep, here goes another one. In another one, yep, cause we don't fuck with them.
Boy,
it's T.O.E., what the fuck you thought? I walk the walk and let these haters talk, they talk. Cause they keep talking, talking, and I swear they don't. All these problems, I swear I got them, believe I'm on one. Shot to the face, and blow mom. Big
blunt. I swear I love these flights of home. Bitches, I send them home after I do me and then find another one. It's nothing to me.
Stop it.
Something that started with B. Lee. Now we giving them grief and we ain't even hit the streets. Yeah. That's T-E-O-E, trouble is who we be. Beat the track up like wrestling matchups. Yeah, it's T-O-E, B,
and we on another one. Your bitch is always broke, it's time to find another one. I'm at the bar, I'm drunk, but I need another one. I'm smoking on my last sip, I'ma need another one. What the fuck you thought? Yup, here goes another one. With a finger to the law, yup, here goes another one. Then another one, yup, cause we don't fuck with them. Fuck the other side, cause we on another one.
Boy, boy, is what you called me.
Bobby boy.
I called myself that too, so ornery. Lie in front of the judge for the team, and we'll bleed for the dream. That's the mentality. Fitted cap reps, where the fuck I be, and my feel good drink is whatever I'm drinking and whatever I'm thinking, and what I say goes. Your boy voice bipolar, and he's loco. I'm the shit, and I come by the boatload. Arm candy, the color of cocoa, and her friends and them in. I'm planning on hitting them both before the night ends. A tight end and update the squad on what the fuck I did. It's T.O.E.
And we own another one. Yo, bitch, you're going broke, it's time to find another one. I'm at the bar, I'm strong, but I need another one. I'm smoking on my last sip, I'ma need another one. What the fuck you thought? Yo, here goes another one. Middle finger to the law, yo, here goes another one. Then another one, yep, cause we don't fuck with them. Fuck the other side, cause we own another one.
Big booty. I see you, cutie.
I see you.
I'm just assuming, but where your man be? Cause I can treat you to Denny's and the telly, then get in and yell, mean that thing. Smell me, it never fails to see niggas taking indirect shots. I go live and direct, what choice do I got? Dreaming a big car. In nice crib, wifey with body and personality to match it. This is another one for my niggas hiding under they mattress. And for my gangsters who be blue, black flag. And for the circle I fucks with, that's T-O-E, no shit. Hello the clip and go chill with somebody else's bitch.
It's T-O-E, and we on another one. Your bitch is going broke, it's time to find another one. I'm at the bar, I'm drunk, but I need another one. I'm smoking on my last sip, I'ma need another one. What the fuck you thought? Yup, here goes another one. Middle finger to the law, yup, here goes another one. And another one, yup, cause we don't fuck with them. Fuck the other side, cause we on another one.
It's T.O.E., bitch!
Hey, that's my shit, though. That nigga went in. That nigga's stupid. Hey, man, I got some other shit to get into, man. Now, basically, what I wanted to say real quick is a lot of people really do think, you know what I'm saying, that we're better off now than we were, you know, say, 50 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at the statistics and to see that everything that's happened since then, you realize that we've been let me pick the right word. We've been disintegrating as a people, you know what I'm saying, since then. I mean, back in the 60s, the black family was together, you know what I'm saying? It was all good, and we sat and we fought. You know, when the Black Panthers were here, we knew who the enemy was back then. You see what I'm saying? Like, we knew that they were out to get us. And nothing really changed other than the fact that they got smarter and said, all right, how about we not be so obviously hateful, and we switch it around to them. So now, nowadays, you honestly see, we don't need a white person to break our family up. The family's getting broke up because of the society that they put us in. You know, it took 50 years to do something like this, but what happened is they put us in a society to where, you know, for the most part, we don't even want to be together, and we don't even know why we're not working out and things like that until you sit down and analyze what's going on. So for all those people that, you know, that didn't know that, make sure you search in the fact that we were better 50 years ago than we are now in 2013 as a people. Now, the only thing that we got going now, honestly, is the consciousness. There's been a major consciousness shift, and that's
really where we're going to excel at, you know what I'm saying, within ourselves. But everything on the outside of us, the system has been put with the system that has been put within the Americas is still working, and it's still working really, really good. You see what I'm saying? But the Most High, you know, the God within us is actually coming out because he has to. That energy has to come out right now for the simple fact that we're worse off now than we were 50 years ago. So this is actually the natural selection at work. I would say, you know, speculation, but I would say this is natural selection at work in the simple fact that we have to. This is a necessity now. If our consciousness doesn't change, we're all going to die. And since we're natural to this earth, we can't. The earth is responding to us, and we're responding to the earth. And, you know, that's a little deeper, you know, as far as energy goes. But I got a call right here. 651-335. I'm going to let my dude come in. 651-335. You online right now. What's popping?
What it is. Fresh Poppy Boy Boy.
So Henry.
What's good, my dude?
Man. You know,
yeah,
trying to
keep it going,
you know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, get this word out here, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that was your number, though. That's what's up. I see you. I was using the playlist. I'm like, I'm about to play this shit real quick. That's what's up.
That's
what's
love,
up.
Too. Yeah, you know, I was jamming and shit. All the
all
shit
day,
you've been playing, though, you know what I'm saying? You've been jamming. I've been jamming with you.
Most definitely. Where you at? You still where you at, man? You got a 651 number. Don't tell me you back in the city.
No, man. You know, I'm out in Sioux Falls and shit, South Dakota.
Okay,
and shit, but,
okay. All right,
we waiting on you
to come back.
Yeah, I'm a TC nigga, so I'm 651 wherever I go.
Most definitely. That nigga all the way in China, like, you're still 651, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Get money.
Get money. But yeah, man, you know, I'm just trying to get all this shit out here, man. Let the people know, first off, where they can find you, you know what I'm saying, and just speak a little bit on what you feel is going on within society and how you think you can fix it, or what do you see the problem is. But make sure you let them know where your Twitter is, your Facebook, your YouTube, every motherfucking thing, and then go in.
Plug. All right. Yeah, Facebook and Twitter, BoyBoy3.0. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on SoundCloud and Reverb at Bobby Boy Boy, B-O-Y-B-O-Y, no spaces and none of that. Get that shit right. YouTube, you know what I'm saying? You can type in Bobby Boy Boy, a bunch of shit going to come up. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a little bit of everywhere. You can Google me. Shit, do that.
Do that. Everything will come up. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? Just Google me. You'll see everything on the first page.
Already. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? What you were saying, or the little topic of the day or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Me, I see a lot of genocide, you know what I'm saying? A lot of hate within ourselves, you know what I'm saying? We hate ourselves so much that it's like we're kind of forced to hate others, you know what I'm saying, outside of ourselves just because, and how people are taught or raised or not taught and raised, you know what I'm saying, that has a
nice
huge
duality
effect
there.
That has a huge effect on what, you know what I'm saying, what's going on too. And the ignorance, you know what I'm saying, it's a whole lot of blind shit out here. We got babies raising babies, you know what I'm saying. TV is the devil. Okay, and I'm going to just say it like that.
Point blank
TV.
Fucking period. No question. All day. That's what it is, fam.
Matter of fact, you got that mind out of space in the queue?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I ain't even got that up in there. I got a whole bunch of shit I got to put into the queue, but I'm about to hit the book really hard and look for a certain, you know what I'm saying, a certain type of track and shit. We about to get out here, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely only got one track on here myself, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we're going to get it cracking, and we're going to keep this shit popping up. But, yeah, I ain't even going to lie. When I seen that another one, I was like, mind outer space. Mind outer space. Roll another L. Take it to the face.
Take it to the face.
On my mama. Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to be cracking next week. You know what I'm saying? It's my first show. So, basically, I'm just getting acclimated with the system that I got here. You know what I'm saying? And trying to figure out, you know, how to bring people in and, you know, talk and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm essentially just figuring this shit out. But, you know, next week, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be in stride, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely be in stride. But, yeah, man, thanks for calling in. I just wanted to, you know, basically I'm just using this as a way to, you know, let anybody that want to hear something that'll make them feel good about themselves, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, we've been made to hate ourselves so much we've been made to hate ourselves so much that we don't even know how to love, essentially. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Like, love, and I might be speaking
for personal experience.
It feels
weird to us.
Yeah,
it's like love.
I don't know what that means. Like, you can't walk up
to
a girl. Well, I don't walk up to a girl. Like, I'm not even trying to holler at you. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to help. You need some help, ma? You know what I'm saying? And she look at you like, nigga, please. Like,
right,
bitch,
right.
I was just trying to help you. You
that's
look like
just,
you was
you
having
know
a
saying?
Hard time with those bags. I ain't even trying to get your number because you weren't even that cute. You ain't even
right.
cute enough to be a bitch right now. But cute enough. That's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? But what we gotta understand is we gotta look at each other with love. And if you feel like if I was in that position, I'd want some help, then ask.
Right.
Just like
right.
you need some help, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these women out here, they don't know what that is. They don't know. Like they look at you like, what are you? You finna do something strange to me, ain't you? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like
you
they look at
funny.
You like, yeah, you acting funny. You ain't look at me and call me a bitch to my face. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to get over. Just it's a mentality that, you know, it's one of them things. It's a daunting task to try and tell somebody you got the wrong mentality about your own people. But then again, we got some brothers out here that, you know what I'm saying, we do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I don't blame no nigga for selling drugs, murking a nigga, robbing a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, somebody put him in that situation because I'm pretty sure he wouldn't put his stuff. You see what I'm saying? Like, we don't
right.
want to live like this. You see what I'm saying? But what they use against us is the fact that we adapt. Black people adapt to anything. You know what I'm saying? We adapt to any environment, and we make it work. So they built an environment around us. Matter of fact, and this heeds to that fact. I hope everybody listening, man, but this is how you know that they build the society. They build this cage to put us in. So when you look at any major city around the U.S., you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Even the east side here, you know the east side where we at. We're surrounded by freeways. Am I lying?
No.
Look at 36, 61.
36, 35,
exactly, 36, 35, 94, 61.
694, right.
Yeah, we're all surrounded. So when you look at L.A., basically they do this. So if we uprise, if there's an uprising and we start rioting and shit like that, they can bring in, you know, basically it's military at that point. So now we bring in all these, the National Guard, and now we have you cornered in so no one can get out of this area. So with that being said, that heeds to the fact that they built this to put a certain people in. And whether you black or white, it don't matter, fam. But if they put you in this situation, you're going to do the same thing any other motherfucker would do. Whether you black, white, red, brown, purple, green, or orange, fam. On my mama. And that's
it's
what they like, we just going to put the black people there, though. And, yeah, that's what happens. So, you know, at the end of the day, once we realize that they put us in this situation to find out, or they put us in this situation to make us do what they wanted us to do. And I ain't even gonna lie, you know, I'm the statistical nigga out here, you know what I'm saying? I got kids, you know what I'm saying? I got a record, I ain't got no job
right.
type shit, I make music, nigga.
Right.
You see the thing? I'm
right.
a typical nigga, but I could have robbed a nigga a long time ago, and I ain't gonna lie, I be close to it. But imagine a motherfucker that don't have knowledge. He already doing it. You see what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm not going to let a motherfucker let me get – I'm not going to let a motherfucker put me in that position where that's really not me. But if I have to, I have to. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to let a motherfucker say, make me tell myself I have to. You see what I'm saying? But that's essentially what it is.
Yeah, you
yeah.
know. And plus all this damn modern-day slavery that's going on too, you know, say people get
prison
locked
system.
Up. Yeah, you know, they get locked up, and then they remorseful when they get locked up, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to sound like I'm preaching or nothing, you know what I'm saying? But
preach, fuck you mean, preach! Say what you mean, fam,
but you
go
know,
ahead.
Right, I mean, you know, shit gets real for a motherfucker, they have to do what they have to do, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to think of the consequences, you know what I'm saying, behind every action, whether it's good or bad.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? There's a consequence. And some people that's out here and, you know what I'm saying, they surviving for their seeds. Fuck they self. They surviving for their seeds. See, that right there is the situation that, you know what I'm saying, make you go out and do some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And that's just because, and not to say, you know what I'm saying, the cliche and shit, but there's no help. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't.
I mean, there's
you
help.
You gotta do what
but,
you gotta do.
And it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's changing now. It's changed a little bit slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
At the end of the day, man, you know, it's all about survival, you know what I'm saying? And plus what you was talking about earlier about, you know what I'm saying, there not being no white people. My cousin told me that shit like 10, 15 years ago, you know what I'm saying? That at the end, when the earth ends, there ain't going to be no white people. Just like when the earth began, there wasn't no white people. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Will,
she told me that shit.
They will all go back to whence they came, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The last will
right.
be first, or the first will be last, and the last will be first. That's how it goes.
And I wouldn't pay, you know what I'm saying? I looked at my cousin, you know what I'm saying, with the struggle face and shit, like,
the
fuck you talking
the struggle.
About? But now that I, you know what I'm saying, I see it now, you know what I'm saying?
The struggle
you know,
face, huh?
Everybody is date going outside their race and dating, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I come from a mixed family. My sisters is mixed, my brothers is mixed, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I come from a mixed family, so I'm part of that statistic too, though. So
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, there ain't going to be no white people.
It ain't, because we mix it. And, yeah, I mean, and a lot of people say we shouldn't mix, but I tell people like this, mix for one generation and then tell them to stop mixing.
Right.
You
right.
feel what I'm saying? That's how you do it.
Exactly.
We can't fight people. We can't kill white folks. I mean, that's just, at this war, like, I don't want to fight nobody, but at the end of the day, you come back to where you came from. We're your parents. Genetically, we're your parents. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We all came
right.
from us, so you're going to have to come back, especially if you're trying to kill us all. Some ain't going to work out for you. But, yeah, man, I appreciate you calling in. I got another caller on the line waiting to talk in, man. And I think I recognize this number, too, man.
Yeah,
T-O-E. Yeah, T-O-E, let them know your Twitter one more time so they can holler at you, man.
My Twitter, Bobby, or BoyBoy3.0, Facebook, the same thing, you know what I'm saying? I got a music page on Facebook, too, just regular old Bobby BoyBoy. You can type that in, you know what I'm saying? Revert Nation, you know what I'm saying? Bobby BoyBoy, go get those free downloads, you know what I'm saying? Mixtape coming out soon, you know what I'm saying?
All day. Make them stay. We're going to stay up on you, man. Thanks for calling in, bro, and I'll holler at you later.
I'm still staying tuned, though, my dude.
Yo, man, I got one more call I'm going to bring in real quick. This number looks very familiar, and I'm pretty sure this is going to be a treat because we're going to see what it is, man. But 651-442, I got you on the line right now. What's popping?
Peace, Black man.
Peace, yes. My brother,
yes.
Man. Man, thank you.
I've been listening in, man. I'm loving what's going on, man. It's just magnetic, man.
Most def, man. I'm glad
to hear
from you. Know, I've been out the loop for a while, you know what I'm saying, staying busy and shit, but you see I'm still on this mission. You see I'm still trying to get us out of here, man. But just to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, who listening in, this is Alayu Science, you know what I'm saying, and I've been on a journey for a lot of my life, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure things out, but everything was just in disarray until I met my brother right here, you know what I'm saying. He helped me put a lot of things in perspective, things that I already knew that I didn't know how to put together. He just, you know what I'm saying, this is my enlightener, man, and he brought me up to a level to where I really appreciate this brother in my life, man, because he really helped me out and he really showed me some things that I never knew before.
That's peace, yeah.
I had to plug you, man.
Yeah. That's peace, man. That's peace. You know, I just wanted to add on a bit, a few chapters back, you was going over the genetics thing, and then talking about the concern of what is also called like white genetic annihilation. All right, now when I think about that. You got to think, like, who is so obsessed with themselves, you know what I mean, that they have to go take out other people just so they can stay on the planet? Not because they're being attacked or anything like that, just so they can have the same exact identity. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want the exact same phenotype and everything. I want white skin or what, you know, yada, yada, right? Like my race or my so-called race, you know what I mean? I was doing the knowledge to a a thing on YouTube, and I'll find the link and send it to you. There was some woman who she made a video airing her concern about white genetic annihilation, and she predicted that by the year 2200 that there wouldn't be there'd only be like 1% white population. You know what I mean? And that 1%.
And that sounds like a long way away, but that really, you know, comparatively to the timeline of history, that's next door. That's right. That's tomorrow, essentially.
Right, right. My thing is, it's like, well, okay, you know, why would somebody be so concerned? You know, it's like, are you so against basically nature itself, right? And you're so concerned with just a fixed amount of people ruling, right? That you do things like form militias, right? Do things like miseducate the people that you don't want outsmarting you, and you know have to happens anyway. You know what I mean?
That's how it is.
You know?
When you
all
think about
like,
your,
go ahead. Oh, I mean, all it is it's a progression. It's a progression. That's all there is to it. There's really nothing that can be done about it. And yes, you know what I mean. You know, you got the whole interracial relationship thing going on between, you know, Caucasians and everybody. You know.
And everybody, look, they trying to find their way in.
Right. You know, and I'm like, hey, you know, it is what it is. I mean, they're really going to have to, you know, really teach that white supremacy doctrine and like really. Really deeply indoctrinate all white people to get them to stop doing that, you know.
True, but I don't think that's far fetched.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They've been so conditioned. You know what I'm saying? They've been raised, and you know, in your household, you're taught things that no one knows that you're taught. You know what I'm saying? Like your parents will teach you something that's sacred, essentially. You know what I'm saying? Outsiders might not look at it sacredly, but you know, there's no telling what these white families are telling their children, you see what I'm saying, and how to deal with the black people and what black people do. But even if the parents aren't doing it, the media does it. You see what I'm saying? And it's all propaganda. But at the end of the day, you're obviously natural. And for people to do like what you said, to proactively try to wipe someone out that's not even attacking them, you know. And when it started, we came to them like, here's science, here's math, here's clothes. Get those animals out of your house that's unsanitary. You know what I'm saying? Get those animals out of your abode or whatever it was called at that moment in time. You see what I'm saying? We came to them with culture, so we came to them with open arms, and we gave them what we felt people should have. This is how you live and live righteously. You see what I'm saying? And everything was good. Until, you know, the white man went across the whole world, and just death and destruction is just everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And they're doing it just because they're fearful, and that makes a whole lot of sense in the simple fact that, I mean, you don't want to be wiped out, I guess. I wouldn't want to be my whole family to be wiped out, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to kill you so my family don't get wiped out. If that's what it is, that's what it is, but we never know how it feels to be a Caucasian. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know where they're coming from. We don't know how much they hate us. But at the end of the day, they don't want us here. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to push us out. And I got white friends, too, you know what I'm saying? So I really, you know, but the white friend that I have, you know, he broke down one day and he cried in front of me, like, what can I do? I was like, bro, I'm not blaming you. He thought I was blaming him for what we went through. And he just broke down. It was the realest thing I've ever seen. You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, bro, it's not even your fault. But that's why I say black and white has nothing to do with the color of your skin, because you could tell when he started dropping tears, he was like, I really, really want to fix this. I was like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Niggas cry like that alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it like this? You know what I'm saying? We sit in our rooms alone and just like, why is it like this? He just broke down in front of me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I want to kind of bring people together. But if a white person don't understand who is natural to this earth, if the white people don't understand what the elitist white people are trying to do to us to wipe us out, then you white. I can't fuck with you. If I'm telling you the truth and you're like, no, that's not real, I
Yeah, you one of them other ones. You see what I'm saying? But I'm trying to figure out a way to bring everybody together, but keep the motherfuckers. We got to figure out that mentality. So I'm bringing people in off their mentalities and not off their skin color. You see what I'm saying? Cause, yeah,
right.
They do that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's right and exact. My thing is this, like, you know what I mean? For the fellow you was talking about, I'm like, well, hey, teach your own people. You know what I mean?
That's what I told him. I said, yeah, it ain't your fault, bro, but you got to spread the knowledge.
Right. Right. I've heard Caucasians like, you know, be like, well, I don't have anything to do with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know what I mean, that was quite a ways back. I have nothing to do with it. Well, that's how I draw it up, too. It's like, you know how some people say, you know, get over slavery. I say, yeah, I'm over slavery. I got knowledge itself.
True.
You know?
True, indeed.
Right. Yeah, I'm over slavery, too. Now that I got the knowledge itself, it's like, all right, when we spread this knowledge, we're going to figure out how to fix this shit. We can turn around and do for self. You know, because doing is action. You know what that is. That's wisdom. Wisdom comes after knowledge. You know what I mean? So
we all in there.
That's what it boils down to. Like your immediate environment, your cipher. You know what I mean? Your person, your place, and your things. You know what I mean?
True indeed.
That's all you gotta start with. You know what I'm saying? Fortunately, you know what I'm saying, like, the projection of the knowledge itself can go a lot faster. So long as a person is, you know what I mean, willing to teach another. You know.
True. And build on that. Yeah, most
right. Exactly. There's nothing to gain by holding on to what we know. You know what I mean? Might as well not know it.
But let me throw this out there. That's true, but that's what got us fucked up in the beginning. We started giving away knowledge and shit, and then they took it from us. Like, all right, we're going to bring them niggas over here. Don't let them know what they taught us over there. And over a few hundred years, we'll have them niggas.
Right. You got to have checks and balances. You can't, like, just, you know, I wouldn't, like, run up on the St. Paul police talking about peace, the name supreme at the matters of knowledge at the site. You know what I mean? Start breaking down.
Not at all.
Sciences and shit.
That'd be the worst thing.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
Most
definitely.
Tell me more about this. Yeah, this knowledge at the site for business. You know, no. No, I mean,
it's not going to work.
You got to have checks and balances. Man, you know what I mean? Shit, teach the babies and teach, you know, teach your peer group too. You know what I mean? You got people who want to do better. You know what I mean? Rather than just, you know what I mean, get it in like the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
stick,
you know,
together,
everybody,
man, and you can tell they love each other. You know what I'm saying? They stick together and they work it out. Even the Asians do that. You know what I'm saying? They'll be
right.
In one big ass house. There's 10 cars out there and shit. And black folk, you know, a lot of black folk like talking about them. Like, oh, look at those Mexicans packed up in the car. Look at those Asians all living in set. Look, that's what we need to do, motherfucker. Why you talking about them? You know what I'm saying? They got something right.
Well, they nation building. What they doing? They nation building. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I call it.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And you ain't gotta have like 50 million people on board. All you need is like, you know, essentially like whoever you deal with that's actually thorough. Like you know them. They ain't gonna be on the weak shit down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The mess of the equilibrium of your whole little group. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then it spreads out, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's pretty much all it is. Like, I observe the Asians and the Mexicans a lot, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and,
true.
You know what I mean? That's why I say, I'm like, well, look at them, because they ain't going around raping and pillaging and shit, you know what I mean, either, you know what I mean?
Not.
They just build it. They take what they earn, right, and they build it up. That's nation building, you know what I'm saying? But they go out there. You know, if they go out there trying to do, you know what I mean, do like the devil does, now they bringing resistance upon themselves. You can't resist something, or nothing can resist you that's not in your space. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Just do the knowledge store. And matter of fact, when they see you building, I bet they'll want to add on. You know what I mean?
True.
They'll want to add on to us. You know what I mean?
Well,
actually, at one time.
Go ahead.
You know, and I don't mean to get all long-winded, but, you know, at one time,
time, you know what I mean, the Asians were actually reaching out, you know what I mean, to the black people in America. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, because that's going to help me wrap this whole set, because I got 7 more minutes on here. But thank you for saying that, because I had something to say about Africa and Ghana and what they told us to do. But I got one more call here, then I'm going to play a song, then I'm going to get back to it. But I appreciate you for calling in, man, and I'm going to check out this other line. But that's peace, God. That's all love. All
right, peace, G.
Peace. All right, one more call. We got 859-663. You're on the line right now. Say something to me. What's poppin'? 859-663? You there? 859-663. You in line? Nope. All right, man. We're about to get back to some of this music, man. We're about to get back to this. We're gonna play this this Lil Rich Everything Ours featuring 80. Make sure you find him on Twitter. I am Lil Rich. At I am Lil Rich, no space, holla.
Five star DJs.
You're now riding with your big homie, DJ Insane. Flawless victory.
Gotta have it all, I swear my niggas need it. My eyes so goddamn red, it look like them bitches bleeding. SSC the army team, aka the militia. Give a fuck about your vickers, that your head is where we hit you. I'm smoking on this strong, and I'm sipping on this liquor. I'm down to use that chrome, yeah, we rap for our niggas. Y'all niggas talking this song, y'all niggas ain't no killers. I really move that work, certified go get em. Disrespect my cupid, nigga, yeah, that's what I dare you to. Chopper split your ass in half, now there is a pair of you. I'm so fucking fly, I walk around with a parachute. M.O.B. my nigga, but the game is what I'm married to. Bring that beat straight to your face, what's your address, where you stay? Cause your strongest lifting weights can't stop us like it ain't no breaks. Pussy niggas in the way, your girl's pussy, we in it, man. The world eyes and every motherfucking thing in it, man.
Everything high. Everything high, SSC the shit,
yeah.
Everything high.
I take possession, I've been here, I was never missing. Flow hard, swag mean, bitch nigga, I've been flexing. Real niggas know me, they always did respect me. We don't play them joking games, we throw you over that Keith Ledger. I feel like I'm the fucking best, you can't tell me that he better. I told these niggas I was here to stay, now shine like patent leather. Young 80, he straight gorilla, SSC a mob of killers. Y'all look phony, in fact you don't even look familiar. Yeah, now bitch I'm about whatever. Man, who the fuck are you? I ain't never heard your name. Yeah, you can beat it, nigga, Billie Jean. If the game fucked up, y'all the ones to blame. I put work in by the hour. Yeah, now everything hours. Money, respect, and power. Look a little closer, you can read it in my diamonds. Hey,
everything high. Everything high. Everything high, everything high, everything high, non-stop grind. Everything high, everything high, everything high, copyright swag. Everything high, everything high, everything high, you taking over, bitch. Everything high,
everything high, everything high, SSD the shit.
Everything 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 non-stop grind to everything 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 copy rope swag everything 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 taking over bitch everything
Street Faculty DJs in the building.
Yo, man. That was Lil Rich, Everything Ours, featuring 80. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for listening in. I got a little closing statement I just wanted to let y'all know. She just told me I got 90 seconds in my ear. That's enough time. Basically, I wanted to let everybody know that Ghana, Ghana in Africa, or Ethiopia, as it was normally called, there's an open invite. They offered up an apology and said they apologized for selling off, because it happened, but they didn't. They apologized for selling off the Egyptians that migrated there when the Europeans took it over. So they gave us an open invite as African Americans to go back to Ghana, and they're waiting on us. Literally, they're waiting on us. And if you don't want to go to Ghana, go down to Brazil. That's the second highest population of black people outside of Africa, and they live different down there. So thank y'all for listening in. Thank everybody that called in and asked me any questions. Thank y'all. I appreciate that. Building knowledge, speaking knowledge. I love y'all, man. I really appreciate it. Make sure y'all holler at me on Twitter, Facebook, Minnesota, FR3SH. Don't forget the 3. Just put it in Google and find everything. Thank y'all for listening in. We're going to be back at it next week from 5 to 7. Shout out. We didn't have some technical difficulties, too, but we worked them out right before we opened. So, yeah, Ghana or Brazil, if y'all getting tired of the U.S., make sure y'all figure that out. Look it up. Go to Google and search it, man. But thank y'all for listening in. Minnesota Fresh, out. Don't forget the 3, bitch. Yeah.